You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back. I am so excited for this episode today. I know that you will get some value by listening. It is a solo episode, so I'm just going to be talking through how to integrate core values throughout your organization, how to bring them to life in your organization. Really just some tips and tricks to get you there. If you believe you've already integrated your core values into your organization's way of working, fantastic. I am so excited for you, and I would love to hear from you if you have tips and tricks of your own that you'd like to share. But I'd like to also have you continue to listen. It's a short episode. Listen through. I'd love any feedback that you might have, and I'd love to start hearing from folks so that I can make sure that I'm bringing valuable content each and every week. Now, if you've not yet defined your core values, I'd actually encourage you to go back and listen to episode number 062. And you can download my free guide, 5 Easy Steps to Defining Engaging Core Values. So listening to that episode, downloading the free workbook can get you on your way to defining your core values. I'll put the show notes here. If you want to go right now, it's wmbcoaching.com/define values. But go back, listen to episode number 62, get that free download, that workbook, and then come back and listen to this episode. Or it's up to you. If you want to stick around, feel free. The other thing I'll say before we get started is that I know this is heavy work, right? This is not, I may make it try to make it sound easy, but I'm not meaning to oversimplify or downplay the amount of work that needs to be done to build a thriving culture. And honestly, you're never really done. We're just talking about how to lay the foundation in these episodes around core values, but you will continue to evolve and iterate along the way. So I'm trying to make it as doable, as easy as possible. I know for some of you, this is not your sole responsibility. Most of you may actually feel exhausted just by the thought of kicking off this work. And you may wonder if it will really have an impact at all, or if it's all just for show. But I can tell you from experience that if done correctly, bringing your core values to life in an organization can truly impact turnover and profitability. I have seen it firsthand because it's foundational for engaging your employees. And when your employees are engaged, your customers are happy. And when your customer is happy, so is your bottom line. So let's dive in and see if I can add some value to your week. In a recent study, they found that employees who feel their organizations are actually living their values are 31% more likely to have their expectations exceeded by their employer. And in this day when turnover is so high, having employees not just be engaged, but feeling that their employer is exceeding their expectations, that's huge. In the book Good to Great, Jim Collins and his research team studied what makes exceptional companies stand out from their competitors. And they found that high-performing companies have a culture of discipline that's characterized by a strong commitment to core values and strategic objectives. Collins says that companies that go from good to great to enduring greatness have core values that are passionately held, timeless, and aligned with behaviors, practices, structures, and strategies. That's that operationalization that we're talking about here. So how do you get values that are passionately held, timeless, and aligned with behaviors, practices, structures, and strategies? Well, first, you do it with great intention and leadership support. Unfortunately, I do not believe that it is possible to fully integrate core values and create a thriving culture if the CEO is not on board and living those values themselves. It just doesn't happen. Unfortunately, I have lived that version of the story too. Now, you can create your own little culture for your team, your department. Absolutely. But for the entire organization to benefit, the leader at the top of the organization has to be bought in and engaged. So when I think about taking the time to bring the core values to life, I think about looking at it through the lens of the employee. We need to integrate the core values into the ways of working for our employees. And here's how you can do that. So you start by identifying all of the touch points in the employee life cycle. And when I say the employee life cycle, that's their time really from the time before they're hired, from the time they first come across your organization on LinkedIn, when they're looking for a job, or if you're reaching out to them because they're top talent, they may not even be looking, and you're proactively seeking them out. Your employer brand is what creates a perception, the perception of your organization for your future employees. And in today's marketplace, but arguably, really anytime, your employer brand is really important. Employees are looking to work somewhere that they have values that align with their own. So when you have your core values out front in the recruiting process, you are steps ahead of the game. So we're not going to dive deep into employer brand here, but if you haven't done this work yet, I mean, obviously you have to define your core values first, but part of integrating a next best step could be really creating your employer brand. And you can do that in a variety of ways. If you have a marketing team, they can help with that. If you have a communications team, they can help with that. If it's you, you may want to just start by looking at how you're outwardly facing to potential employees. What is your brand messaging to potential employees? Just start there. A recruiting team also can help you with that. So next, once these employees have joined the organization, the next step is their onboarding. I really should do an episode on onboarding because this is such an overlooked process and so critical, not only because it's the first impression that an employee has, but it's your opportunity to set the stage and set expectations. There are ways to integrate core values into onboarding, and here are just a couple ideas. So when you assign an employee kind of their onboarding buddy, for lack of a better term, you can have them ask these onboarding buddies to have the new employees be on the lookout for values being brought to life throughout the week, and then have the onboarding buddy check back in with them at the end of the week and ask them to share stories of where they're seeing the values being lived out through the week. And there's another term, EBIs, so even better if. So ask this new employee in this first week, how could the culture be better? How could values be better emphasized and lived out? If you ask, you will get some really interesting responses that you wouldn't get from people who have been around for a long time and are used to the way that things operate. Another important piece in the onboarding process, and really maybe more in that orientation stage, if you have a new employee orientation, telling company legends. So stories are the most effective way to help anyone remember what your values are. So telling company legends that go back to the roots of the formation of the organization can really help ingrain those values through story into the new employees' minds. Okay, so next, core values should be integrated into how you reward and recognize, and how you promote, and even how you terminate when needed. They're really the compass that keeps employees at all levels aligned. When the core values are clearly defined and articulated, and they show up on the performance review or in a promotion assessment, employees understand the importance of them, but more importantly, they understand what your performance expectations are for them. One of the key things that employees want is autonomy. I don't know if you remember studying Maslow's hierarchy of needs in school, but it comes up for me often when I'm thinking about human behavior related to culture or change management. So as a reminder, the bottom of the hierarchy, the bottom of the pyramid, is physiological needs. So these are the things that are just basic human needs like breathing, food, water, shelter. And then next is safety and security. And then another level up is love and belonging. Think friendship, family, sense of connection. And the second from the top is self-esteem. This is confidence, achievement, respect of others, and the need to be a unique individual. And then the top of the pyramid is self-actualization. That is morality, creativity, acceptance, purpose, inner potential, that ultimate goal. When I think about what core values bring to the table and how critical they are, I think they fit in on several rungs of the pyramid. And when they're truly brought to life, they make it clear what the company's philosophy is on behaviors. And it provides autonomy for employees to make the decisions to do their own work. So remember when we were defining core values, we did an issues test to determine, could employees use this core value to make decisions? And that is just a critical piece of this. But when you think about the core values also in autonomy and in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you are really creating a sense of an opportunity for a sense of connection and self-actualization, creativity, purpose, because if their values are aligned with the organizational values, that gives them a connection to the organization. And then it gives them autonomy because you've clearly defined the behaviors that you're looking for and how you want them to work within your organizational structure. Because you've been clear on that, they know what the guardrails are for how to get the work done. So you've set a vision, so the work they need to get done is clear, you've given them goals, but then their values, you're giving them the autonomy to go do the work in the way that they want to, as long as it aligns with the behaviors that you're looking for. Brené Brown had this to say on organizational values: if you're not going to take the time to translate values from ideals to behaviors, if you're not going to teach people the skills they need to show up in a way that's aligned with those values and then create a culture in which you hold one another accountable for staying aligned with the values, it's better not to profess any values at all. They become a joke. So here are some questions for you to ask yourself when it comes to the integration of your core values. Number one, are your core values actionable and relevant to daily work? So if you've already defined your core values, but you feel like maybe your core values are not actionable or relevant to your daily work, to the daily work of the employees, go back and listen to episode, 63 on how to define core values. And it might give you some tips on how to take the core values you already have and just put a little meat behind them. You don't have to go rework your core values, but it could allow you to flesh those out so that they are actionable and you're even able to make decisions based on those core values. Number two, is leadership embodying the vision and values? That is so critical. Again, I don't believe that values can be fully integrated without leadership living those values themselves. Number three, are you involving employees in discussions and initiatives related to the vision and values? So once you have those defined, it's a great opportunity for you to then go back and ask. So we talked about how you can bring new employees in, how you can be asking them what they're seeing in the core values that are being lived out, what could be missing, what opportunities there might be. But ask your own employees from time to time. Maybe it's part of the annual review where you're getting feedback from them on where core values could show up more more intentionally. Maybe it's in an all teams meeting. Maybe you're requesting, maybe you send out a survey and request the feedback. Maybe it's part of your listening strategy, right? It should be. So if you're doing these things, then I think you are headed in the right direction. I hope you found some value in this episode. Again, I'll put the link to the free workbook in the show notes. And I'd love to hear what you think about this episode. If there's anything that you would add, I would love to hear. If you have had success in integrating core values across your organization, please share with me. Thank you so much for listening. The more people we have coming together to create a culture where our employees can thrive and productivity and profits can rise, it really is a win-win for everyone. So if you haven't shared this podcast, please do share it with a colleague or a friend that you think would enjoy it. Thanks so much. Have a great week. We'll see you next Friday.